Photo by Francis E. Price, staff photographer. The Atlanta Constitution, Thursday, the 31st of July, 1913, page 1, column 3. Miss Grace Hicks, an employee of the National Pencil Factory and a friend of Mary Fagan, who testified on Wednesday morning. Detective John Black, wearing derby, who was put through severe cross-examination Wednesday afternoon by the defense, and Harry Scott of the Pinkertons, who has had charge of this agency's investigation of the Fagan mystery. He will go on the stand today. Page 1, column 5, new witness sought by solicitor Dorsey Charles M. Wilt, former Priss owner in Fulton Tower, may testify in Frank case. Solicitor Hugh M. Dorsey, it is understood, has wired to North Carolina for Charles M. Wilt, an ex-prisoner in the Tower who will probably be used as a witness for the state. Wilt, it is said, visited Frank's cell daily and, in the capacity of both prison physician and dealer in drinks and confectionaries, was allowed much jail freedom. No intimation has been given of the nature of the testimony he will be expected to give, but it is thought that he will be called upon to tell of some conversation he had with the accused man. Wilt was convicted and sent to prison on a charge of attempting to defraud through the mails. He served 6 months in prison and was released on lie a few weeks before Frank was put on trial. At present, he is visiting relatives in North Carolina. Several letters and telegrams which came back to Atlanta to a friend from the former prisoner gave the solicitor a clue to the testimony which, it is reported, Wilt will be able to give.